Welcome to the Lenten Path, a St. Anthony podcast, where we journey together through the sacred season of Lent. Each episode will pause for a moment of reflection, diving into spiritual themes that inspire, challenge, and prepare our hearts for the joy of Easter. Whether you're seeking peace, renewal, or simply a deeper connection with your Catholic faith, this is the space to reflect, pray, and grow. Let us take this journey together, one day and one reflection at a time.
Welcome back, friends, to the Lenten Path. This, the fifth Sunday in Lent. Gerald with you, and I'm glad to be here once again. Know that I have been praying for you. This week, the Church has us reflecting in John's Gospel, and today I would like for us to continue on the topic of the Eucharist as we turn to John chapter 8, verses 10 and 11. Then Jesus straightened up and said to her, "Woman, where are they? Has no one condemned you?" She replied, "No one, sir." Then Jesus said, "Neither do I condemn you. Go, and from now on, do not sin anymore." This well-known event found only in the Gospel of John is when Jesus forgives the woman caught in adultery and calls her to a new life. But before we reflect on that scripture, I would like to set the stage and go back to John chapter 7, where Jesus goes up to Jerusalem during the highlight of the Feast of Tabernacles, where during this feast, not only are the people recalling the past when they dwelt in tents, but are awaiting the return of God's presence, who will dwell again, a river bringing new life and healing to the people, where this is a time of hope in the future, as prophesied in Ezekiel 47. Jesus draws upon the images from the water and light ceremony, and on that day, living water will come flowing out of Jerusalem. Jesus himself says, "Not out of the temple the living water will flow from, but from the heart of the new temple, my heart, that will bring new life and new healing." He is saying it will be all fulfilled here within his heart will flow. This is the forgiveness of sin, as foretold in Zechariah 14:8. "If anyone who thirsts, he who believes in me, the rivers of living water flow, that will bring forgiveness of sin and everlasting healing." Now, at this scene, the Pharisees present a woman caught in adultery to Jesus. They're trying to trap him by using Roman law against the Jewish law. If he condemns her, the Pharisees will go to the Romans. Under Jewish law, if he does not condemn her, then he is not following Moses' law. And how can this man be a good rabbi if he is not following the law of Moses? So Jesus responds by saying to them, "Let him be without sin, be the first to throw the stone at her." And what do the Pharisees do to respond? They drop the stones to the ground and walk away, eldest to youngest. By doing so, they admit their own guilt, their own sin. And in those days, Pharisees lived out the law. They considered themselves sinless. However, now, the ones who came to condemn the woman, they themselves walk away condemned of their sins. In Jeremiah 17:13, "Those who turn away from you shall be written in the earth, for they have forsaken you, the Lord, the fountain of living water." This symbolizes the Pharisees' separation from God as they walked away knowing they themselves are with sin. So if you ever wonder what Jesus wrote on the ground as the Pharisees walked away, Jeremiah tells us. Now what did the woman caught in adultery experience? She experienced the living water of Jesus in the forgiveness of sin and healing, so she would not be separated from him any longer. This beautiful encounter reflects the mercy and transformation offered through the Holy Eucharist. It is a season of repentance and renewal, mirroring the moment when Jesus tells a woman, "Neither do I condemn you. Go, from now on, do not sin no more." Just as Christ offers her forgiveness and a path forward, the Eucharist is a sacrament of healing, inviting us to receive his grace and to be strengthened in the journey towards holiness. During Lent, we are called to reflect on our sins and seek reconciliation. The Eucharist serves as a continual reminder of his mercy, and it's through the sacred meal that we are invited to experience the transformative love of Christ, turning away from sin and embracing a life of grace. This season also invites us to reflect on our shortcomings and deepen our relationship with Him. By approaching the Eucharist with reverence and a sincere heart, we allow Christ's presence to transform us. The woman was forgiven, and although she was already condemning herself, He loves her, no matter what she has done, and no matter what we have done or how far we may be from Him. God loves each one of us and wants us to have an intimate relationship with Him. All we have to do is turn to Him, go to the foot of the cross, ask for forgiveness through the sacrament of reconciliation, then receive Him in the most precious Eucharist, so you could be a living tabernacle of His love and healing for all to see. Now, during the three-day prison ministry retreats, one of the sacraments we are blessed to offer to the incarcerated men is the sacrament of reconciliation. We give them a thorough explanation why it is necessary to confess your sins to a priest, along with the examination of conscience, and we show a video of the woman caught in adultery, all in preparation to invite men who have not received the sacrament in potentially a long time. With hope, this will be a witness to a beautiful renewal of the heart, a willingness to grow into an intimate union with God, and the opportunity to love others as God intended him to do. And after each man who is able to receive the sacrament with one of the many visiting priests, we direct him to the Adoration Chapel to complete his penance. Then our volunteers give each man a brotherly hug, letting him know he has been given strength through God's healing and validated through these men of faith, to do as he tells us in being a light that shines bright so others can recognize God's mercy, forgiveness, and healing to be a new creation inside these prison walls. This is an amazing and powerful, intimate experience of God's mercy, the love that we need the most but deserve the least, and His open arms of healing in this distracted world. Now let us turn to one of our brothers in white as he gives us his response to this week's reading. He says, "The Pharisees were trying to accuse a woman of adultery and see what Jesus had to say about it. Patiently, Jesus responds by saying, 'He who is without sin, let him cast the first stone.' As we read, we see no one did, for they too were sinners. Seeing people's mistakes or sins, making it larger than the mistakes or sins, makes us blind from the truth, which we all fall short of. We must realize that we are no better than anyone else and stop when we see ourselves seeing others as less than we are. Realize we all make mistakes and fall short, and ask God to help us see them as He sees them with love. Don't let people's downfalls cause you to separate yourself from them, but encourage you to help them. Know you need help and guidance, so turn to Him not only in times of trouble, but all the time. My challenge for you this week is to recognize those moments when you feel someone's mistakes are unforgivable or more grievous than yours. Humble yourself by forgiving them as you would want to be forgiven. Turn to God for reconciliation so you can be cleansed from sin. Spend time reflecting on Psalm 51, King David's Song of Repentance, during these remaining days in Lent. Now let us pray. O merciful Father, You know the burdens we carry, the wounds of regret, and the weight of our past. We long for Your forgiveness, yet feel unworthy to receive it. But Your love is greater than any of our failures, and Your voice is kind, not condemning. Heal what is broken within us, Lord. Wash away the guilt. Make them pure as snow. Restore our hearts back to You, and help us walk forward into the freedom of Your grace. We ask this in Your heavenly name. Amen. St. Anthony of Padua, pray for us.
Thanks for spending a few moments in reflection today. Until next time, stay faithful, stay hopeful, and keep seeking Christ in all things. God bless.